My presentation coming from the result of the Carlo presentation, in the sense that we working with the same presentation to understand this was kind. I represent an organization of persons with disabilities. This means I am only one person that can become in this conference from object of study to overcoming the world and see and speaking about myself as a researcher. This means this is a thing that I stress because in the conference it's very important to involve organizations of persons with disability competent in the field. I will, in my presentation, I speak about a difference of the team in general, because I stress about the relationship of economic disability and happiness. And that's produced a different point of view and a different relationship with empowerment and disability, with disability and well-being, disability and what kind of social support or welfare, and disability and economic and development. Francescutti, Professor Francescutti depart is exactly the more or less the research on disability coming from a prejudice. If somebody on mental function don't run good or are less, automatically the person with these characteristics will conduct a life sure not happy. That is the principle that we start. First, we need to stress that in the society there are the social representation of different issues, and disability is the influence of this social representation. At international level, we're speaking about the medical or individual model of disability. That is a broad concept because it includes different situations. Its medical model and social model on disability based on human rights are a confrontation that now have a new framework, but frequently the society thinking on my condition that I am in the medical model. What's mean medical model? Medical model is a negative cultural model for approach to person with disability that include different issue. I make a list of that, and I have only the time to explain some of that. For example, in the value model, we heritage was happening in Sparta, that the person with disability when born are examined for the elderly people that decide if I am a good person or not. Bad person, but this approach in the Greece are the same in Aristotle. Aristotle have the same idea to abandon newborns that are a condition negative. In the same time, thinking that the deaf people are stupid because don't speak. But these questions are in the old Rome too. In the law of 12 table, they are exactly the same issue. We need to kill the person that born with defect of the deformed condition. Seneca, you know, is the master philosopher that's speaking about the tolerance, but he have the same opinion. And that is, you understand, as he is dude. I can translate that, but in the Bible, there are a part in the Levitico that stress that who have some distorted the condition of her body, of different environment, can't join the God meeting. And that is exactly in the code of the Vatican, the code of the ecumenic code of the Vatican, they say that a pope can't have a disability. That is an example, but if you think that Lutero say that if born up a person with intellectual disability, this person need to be put on the river. If you think about the Buddhism, I am in this condition because in the previous life, I not have a now dignified president life. Probably so it's a punishment. It's a punishment. But if you think about holistic presence, there are some theoric in America, for instance, Peter Singer, that make the idea, if I have a limited number of the reserves, I need to choose who have the right to be support or who not have right to be support. in the Nazi system, this is exactly the reason that produced the idea that some people now have a useful life. And that's produced the project on T4 that killed 71,000 people, maybe 275,000 people killed because only because I have an empowerment. So you understand that that is very strong. Thinking about the practice of the sterilization is the same in USA and different Scandinavian countries. There are so much persons that are sterilized because they have some characteristic they are considered undesirable. I can continue, but I stop because my time is limited. But you think the prostitutional model, they speak that I can able to live in society, or the productive model that say I am unproductive, or the medical that say I am in disease, illness condition, or you pension by invalidity, and that's all. So it's the negative vision of person with disability that influence researchers. And that is the reason because we are arriving to a definition different in the United Nations Convention on the Right of Person with Disability. If you look this definition, you look that my condition depends on interaction, on my characteristic and society. I explain you. I am part of human diversity. In the sense, if you're thinking on that, you are all different. But people thinking that in this stage, maybe I am one of the main different people in this, but you are all different. My capacity depending on different issue, not only of my environment characteristic or body characteristic, but depending of the environmental and social factors. You know, when I come in here, the first problem is how I coming up of the stage. Because even this complex are building by architectural department, nobody thinking about a person that speaker in wheelchair. Show me that I can go down, back. But in the back, I need to overcome in two steps. And so I chose to have ear, because the problem is not only overcoming barrier, but show that overcoming barrier is an obligation of person of the constitution and so on. So it made you how is hard my activity when I meet a barrier, obstacle. And this activity produces an environment and social factor or a condition of impoverishment, no ramp, or a condition of empowerment, the ramp. Really, if the ramp is appropriate, I can manage directly. But thinking about my capacity too. It's I want to participate. We need to remove a barrier or obstacle, but in the same time, I need to empower people to participate to achieve the skill opportunity. Each person have a how mode of functioning. If I understand that you maybe have some person that use the glasses and person they are no good memory or the person is, but all characteristics produce person. In this sense, if you ask into you, who think that these characteristics are social undesirable, maybe some of you identify some of that like negative issue. But if I ask into you, who thinking that this person are socially undesirable, it's very complex to say not. Because this person living with the same characteristic that I explained before, but this person no evaluate because our environment or a negative characteristic, because it's a person. A like person as artist is evident that. So in this context, we need to have a different vision about the person with disability and evaluation. In the convention, when stressed that the condition of person with disability depends on social and individual factors. Disability is not an environment condition. And at the same time, prevent disability in medically in social policy. Finally, if you think of that, in America, say, there exist the person with disability and person not yet disabled. Because in the life, all person has live or will live condition of disability. In this sense, I am a resilient person. In the sense, when I have the polio at 1 year, I need to understand that my life depending from the characteristic of polio. And in this sense, I'm not ill. My illness is ending when the polio disease are stopping. I am a person that have some characteristic. And this characteristic produces in me an aptitude to be resilient, to face problem, to understand what is my possibility, opportunity, and I don't last nothing on my life. Because all of you make the choose. And when make the choose, no regret if go to Venice, because I think to have a possibility to go to Florence. You go to Venice, it's okay for you. And the same for me. But society, disabling person with particular characteristic, disabling for the reason of sex or religion belief, sexual orientation, citizenship, the list can be very strong. And some of that you think they are discrimination. In reality, discrimination is a form to disabling people. In this sense, disability is a condition that are cause and effect of poverty. Exists the poverty that you know that an economic and social condition, lack of economical reserves, degraded condition of health, food, hygienic. But for us, these conditions are overcoming because the poverty coming from social impoverishment. Every time that I meet a barrier and nobody intervene to overcome the barrier, I am impoverished. Impoverished in my capacity, impoverished in my participation. A research of Leonard Cheshire in the UK, in United Kingdom, I have stressed that the disability condition produces poverty. And that is exactly the circles, negative circles, because social impoverishment produces social economic poverty and social condition. That means it's a negative circle. And when speaking about the economical burden of exclusion, you need to take in account that exists an economical advantage to inclusion. We have the 15% of population, say, the WHO, but we benefit of the 15% of the economic reserves. You understand that it's very complicated because it's not only a question that I am part of society. To be part of society, I need to change the equilibrium of the use of reserves. And that's mean another problem. But in this conference, I stress that if I use a eudaimonic approach, or if I use a hedonic approach, we need to ask the part for the correct model of disability. The Committee of Bioethics in San Marino have produced a bioethic approach to persons with disability. I think it's important, the part in the convention, to have a clear vision about the research. And speaking about paradox of disability, is one of the issues that are related with us. But why somebody think that evaluate something in other person that nobody accept to be evaluated by other person for him or her. You understanding that the perception of the happiness is a subjective perception. But some person decide that my happiness is depending on my condition. And that is exactly my empowerment. It is exact the paradox of paradox. Why? And the paradox is exactly that we need to overcoming the bad vision of the disability and use the correct model to understand that it's no empowerment contest that I need to investigate, but the relationship, the interaction of my condition and the possibility to live in a society that takes into account my particular characteristic. The role of facilitator or complicates it. In my point of view, the ICF is a very good system to identify this question. But the role, depending of the context, where you're living. If you're thinking about the question if how the person with disability face the condition that society disabling care of him, you understand that this in the research don't exist. And the quality of the resilience depends on the support that I receive during my life. And if you're thinking this experience of this runner is incredible 20 years ago. But he used the technology, used the motivation to run at the Olympiad Games without two legs amputee. In this sense, the question is to investigate how this person receives appropriate empowerment, cioè capacity to understanding the life and measure the life on the new point of view, the habilitation, this capacity to achieve. Today I listened about the presentation of the a formal rehabilitation that coming from the occupational therapy. They are very different about the other form to approach the problem. And after to have the possibility to have a capability, to acquire the appropriate skill that I need for my life, or my style of life. Disability is an evolving concept, depending on the context. Thinking about a school. If I look in Europe, the school, there are some full inclusion, in Italy, for example, and they have some strong exclusion in a special education system. You think that this not influence the perception of himself, the idea of who I am in during the life? That is exactly. But the evolving concept means that when Pablo Pineda arriving to ending the university studies, so people say, how is possible that person with the syndrome, Down syndrome, achieve that? The problem is reverse after the convention. What is the support that this person receives to achieve this result? Because the result in Italy achieved for Giusy Spagnolo and result on the Filippo Adamo make the same. They have the same appropriate support to overcoming the stigma, but at the same time to achieve skill and competence. So the question is why a person with a functional diversity, I speak functional diversity, I now have nothing less. I have a broad competence and capacity that I try to do the same that you need. I'm not a special person. I want to move and I use a drive adaptation system. I want to study and I use all the issue that you do, but sometimes I meet a barrier, but it's the same. So it's not true that an empowerment produces a sad life. In this sense, I use this reference to this person that I know, a name that I can try to speak because it's very complicated. But this researcher in the field that I'm speaking say that maybe we need to understand that we can't speak about an experience that we don't have. We can understanding exactly what is the condition of this person if we know exactly how this person works, if we don't know a person with this characteristic. If you want to stress, in my point of view, the difficult to speak with my condition is because the people don't have fair to think himself or herself in this condition. And that refuses the idea that it's possible to live with this characteristic. In my idea, investigate disability happiness, yet say Carlo, is an impossible mission, mission impossible, you know, the famous film. Because we're speaking about two concepts that is difficult to define. What is the definition, the scientific definition of the happiness? I don't think people have the scientific. How I can analyze if a person have this experience of happiness? Happiness is, I think, that very volatile, no easy to end. But the same is with the disability. You need to take in account the interaction, all the action that my person in a life, live for achieve some access to services, some access to desire, some access to my ambition. So you understand that it's very complicated to do that. And this part of the research are not included in the research of disability at this moment. The mission impossible is exactly to use a parameter that are not clear to examine that. It's a good play for me to analyze that, but it's like to squaring up the circle. Mm-hmm. I think it's very complicated to do if I don't have a very good vision. Finally, it's necessary to speak with us. If you want to study us, you must confront with us. In the first conference on bioethics and disability in 2000, we asked four persons in wheelchair that have a muscular dystrophy disease, what is the quality of life of this person? And this stress, finally, the quality of life of this person depends on some factors than other person. A welcoming family, a good education, a work, independent living, building a family, in a world, have a life like the other person. That is exactly the thing that we want. In this sense, pretend, this is the last sentence of this research, pretended to speak on behalf of Rita, Generoso, Lucia, Adriana, the person concerned that I speak, can't forget that us exist, can't forget to speak about our life. And if you want to speak of my life, you want to decide with us, with me. And that is one of the simple questions. Inclusion is effective only with the direct participation of the excluded and discriminated person. It's not possible to thinking in the research to research without in the team a person competent that have experience of disability. In the Article 4 of the Convention, they are stressed that I am very surprised in this conference that nobody, apart Carlo, speaking about the Convention of Rights of Persons with Disability. Is a standard at international level. At this moment, is 160 countries that are ratified, are included in the legislation. This means it's Swiss too. This means that maybe in the community of researchers, these standards are not known. I working in another center of governability and disability studies in Naples. They are based on idea of participation. The idea is, if I speaking and I make about research, I need to have one director for academic and one director for association. It's exactly that we do, because the slogan that we use is a part of our work, but at the same time, it's a standard, a methodology. Nothing about us without us.